This is the Well-Being Report on WDIY, discussing the vital conditions for health and well-being in the Lehigh Valley. Featuring WDIY's Margaret McConnell and Dr. Samantha Schock, Executive Director at the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health. Now, here's Margaret and Samantha.
Good evening and welcome to the Wellbeing Report on WDIY 88.1 FM. This show is co-presented with the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health and explores the vital conditions essential for people and communities to thrive. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, the Executive Director here, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Samantha Schock, the Executive Director of the Leonard Parker Poole Institute for Health.
Hello. Hi, Margaret. Great to be here.
Hello. So throughout 2026, our show is going to be focused on belonging and civic muscle in action. That's the relationships, trust, and community connections that help create the conditions of health and well-being.
Yeah, we thought it was important to spend some time on this topic, not just in one episode, but across many episodes. And today's episode is a really important one. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we wanted to highlight some of the people, organizations, and events across the Lehigh Valley and how they are working every day to support mental health, reduce stigma, and make sure that people know they are not alone. This is just highlighting a few of the many, many things that will be happening here, but we're excited to share.
Yeah, and mental health is something that touches every family, every community, but too often people don't know where to go, what resources exist. It can be very difficult to navigate the systems, the health systems that are in place, and how to start the conversation is also something that's really difficult for people to do.
It is. We have a lot of conversations about this. There's a wide range of things that fall under the umbrella of mental health or mental well-being, which relates not only to a sense of belonging, but it also relates to that basic need for health and safety component that we often talk about. So for today's show, we did something a little different. We went out into the community and spoke with several leaders about mental health awareness, suicide prevention, recovery, and youth mental health, and some of the activities that they'll be doing next month in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. So we recorded short interviews with them, and we'll play those clips during this episode and then have some conversations and reflect on what we've heard.
Cool. So joining us today in the studio to talk through these conversations is Richard Dick Orleman from Lehigh County. He's the Deputy Mental Health Administrator. And many of our listeners may remember him from our previous conversation about ICT.
Yes, Dick has spent many years working on behavioral health and community-based mental health services here in the Lehigh Valley, and we're really glad to have him back with us.
So welcome to the Well-Being Report, Dick.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for allowing me to talk about mental health.
Absolutely. So what are you seeing locally right now in terms of needs, trends, youth mental health? Is it the same concerns we have seen persist over the years, especially looking at the COVID years, coming out of COVID, or are there new trends that stand out?
There are trends regarding suicide that unfortunately are ticking up, and we're trying to figure that out. Both counties, Lehigh and Northampton, and other counties as well, have suicide task forces where we track the number of suicides by age and demographics and try to address those specific populations. Recently lost a 13-year-old in Lehigh County, and it's very sad, and up to 80 and 90-year-old individuals are dying by suicide. So we're trying to address that, what's going on in society, and making mental health available and removing the stigma that it's okay not to be okay.
Right. Yeah, that's the 80 and 90-year-old, that's an interesting and disturbing, you know, that you get to that age in life and whatever it is that's happening around you is just like, oh, yeah, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Or is it, you know, we used to talk about assisted suicide, right? And we're not used to talk about it. We still do. But is it something like they get a terminal disease
diagnosis
and then just say, I'm not going through all that treatment?
Yeah, we do look at that. Is it something like that where they don't want to go through the treatment, or is it that they're alone and lonely? And how do we address that? Being yeah. alone, being hopeless and helpless is really kind of, it's very depressing for people.
Right.
I think that range highlights just how much mental health impacts everyone, right? It is not something for just some sub-segment of the population. It really plays a role in everyone's life. And, you know, one of the constant trends we've seen over the now 5 or 6 community health needs assessments we've done as a health network is that mental health always rises to the top of something that people say mm-hmm. is impacting the community and that we don't have enough resources around. So it's something I know we've been grappling with for a long time of how do we really meet that need? How do we understand it first and foremost? And then how do we really meet the need of our community members?
And the county assists with that, and we'll be talking about that as far as we will pay for services for people that don't have income or don't have insurance. Mm. So it's that mental health is available to everybody.
See, that's something I did not know, that the county steps in and does that. Okay.
One of our clips today will highlight what they have to offer.
Great.
So the first person we spoke with is Lori Van Doren, the Vice President of Programs at Pinebrook Family Answers, a community-based mental health facility based in Allentown and serving the Lehigh Valley. She shared with us some information about an upcoming opportunity for youth affected by suicide, continuing on the conversation we were just having, that runs from May 1st to May 3rd.
The Say It Retreat is sponsored by the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Lehigh County. It's in partnership with Valley Youth House, who runs Camp Fowler. So they are handling the event and planning all the activities. It is an event for youth affected by suicide. So somebody that's had their life impacted maybe by the passing of a friend or family member, who can come together, participate in some fun but also therapeutic activities, and really give them a place where they can process their grief and build some relationships that will support them after the event. I think events like this are essential for everybody who's struggling with a trauma or a death, but especially for youth. Youth are so relational and relationships matter. And when you talk about suicide prevention, it's a death that's stigmatized and people don't like to talk about it. And I think kids, especially if they bring something up that they're struggling with and sense that others are uncomfortable with it, they might not talk about it anymore. So bringing people together for this specific reason and creating a place where it's safe to have these conversations is really important. I think it always comes down to knowledge. You know, knowledge is power, having resources out there. We hear a lot about 988, which is a mental health and suicide prevention resource that anybody can reach out to when they're struggling. Having events like this where kids feel comfortable talking about it, it's really just normalizing mental health and making people, you know, treat it just like they would any other physical health condition that we talk about all the time, heart disease, diabetes. Nobody, you know, feels stigmatized talking about that, but when you talk about mental health, people are a little more uncomfortable. So making sure that people are comfortable having these conversations and setting up safe places for adults and children to talk about things. For youth specifically, suicide is the top cause of death nationally. We do work here in Lehigh County. In 2025, we had 3 youth under the age of 18 that died by suicide. I think anybody would agree that 1 is too many. So although 3 may not seem like a high number, it's significant. And then there's a ripple effect. So it affects family, friends, peers, schools, communities, and it can really take its toll on that.
So that upcoming event, it's important to create space for youth to talk openly about experiencing a loved one committing suicide. So that's a really great thing that's going to be happening May 1st through May 3rd.
I love the name, too. Say It. It's about giving youth language and space to talk, right? And I think that that's something that we hear so often is needed. Safe space where they feel like they can express themselves and not feel but worried about the repercussions of that. We don't want any of our youth having to experience loss like that. And so giving a space where people who have a shared experience can come together, I feel like is a really powerful event.
Say It is Suicide Affected Youth In It Together. So that's a key component.
It's an acronym.
Yeah, so when you're with somebody who's lost another family member, maybe in an accident or through illness, that's very sad, and there's grief involved, but it's a different type of death.
Yeah.
So this allows people with a similar experience to not feel like an outcast and to be in it together.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first year, or has this been happening?
This is the second year.
Okay.
That's great. All wonderful.
Right. So I think one of the challenges we often find is the dissemination of information. So there are so many organizations that offer programs and resources, but many times individuals aren't sure what is around them or where to turn and how to navigate all of these different programs and resources. Lehigh County's Department of Integrated Services plays a wonderful role as a convener to connect residents to resources. And Mary McGonigal from Lehigh County tells us more.
For children specifically, Lehigh County has a department called Lehigh County Integrated Services, and that is the department that I run within Human Services. And through that department, parents, schools, hospitals, magistrates, judges, anybody can reach out to us with a child that they may have some concerns that they need access to services. So then what we do is we connect with the parents and the child, and we meet with them and kind of get an assessment of what's going on. And then we can hook to specific mental health services through their insurance, but we also know a lot about the community. So we have developed relationships with different community providers, different neighborhood supports, different churches, the library, many, many options. It's an endless list. So we will connect for like the individual therapy or if they need medication management, but we'll also try to pull in natural supports or community resources that can be a good connection for that child to just grow and flourish and, you know, learn different options. Mental health isn't just going to a therapist. It's good care of yourself. So it's doing an activity you enjoy, getting exercise. You know, the list can go on and on, but it's taking care of yourself too. So we try to incorporate those skills as well. Common misconception is if you're going to put a label on yourself if you reach out for help. And I think there's so many different options. Like you may not even need medication, but if you need medication, that's okay. You might not have to take that medication forever. But I think that it's okay to reach out for help. And I think if there's a fear if you reach out for help, you're going to get labeled. But that's really not what happens. There's so many supports. And so many parents and kids are going through having these different emotions and learning how to handle those emotions. And I think once you take the step, you see that it's not necessarily this big scary thing, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You just need to tweak, you know, what's in your toolbox. Regarding the county children's mental health, Integrated Services is here, and it can be simple as a phone call, and we can give you some resources, or someone from my team can come out and sit down with you and just go through what's going on. And you know, if you need more supports, we can even take it to the next step and bring those supports to the same table and do what we call the systems coordination meeting. And you would leave that meeting with a plan of what the options are, appointments could be made, and then we can even follow up just to make sure that's working for you. So I think, a lot of schools are learning that we can do that. Children and youth knows that we can do that. Some of the magistrates and, you know, the medical providers, but parents themselves can call us and we will connect with them and, you know, take it one step at a time to see what we can do to help.
Just point out that this is a service also available in other counties. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just a Lehigh County service, that all counties offer systems coordination, and it's really a great service. It isn't like this is what you must do. It's here's a menu of options that are available to families to pick what will work best for the family and for the child who's being affected.
Mm. Does the county have similar services for adults?
As far as we
coordination or just pointing people in the right direction?
We do that. We have information and referrals, so people can just call the county, both counties or any county in the listening area. You can call and get information from the county and what services are available. They can assist you with your insurance. If you have private insurance, they'll tell you how to do that, navigate that system. If you have managed care through medical assistance, they'll assist you with that. And if you have no insurance, the counties are able to pay for you to get into therapy and see a doctor. So it's really it's a great benefit.
Okay. That is wonderful. That's really important information.
It is. making sure people know that those are available.
Yeah.
No, this is not an easy question to answer, but one of the things I often hear is someone not being able to get into services because they're on wait list or they're not eligible. And then in conversations like this, we always hear about the great services that are available. Talk to me a little bit about the disconnect between those two things. Is it that we need more services? Is it a, you know, navigation and coordination issue?
There is an intake process which can take several weeks sometimes. And that's the case with any medical.
Right.
You can't just walk into a doctor all the time. But there is also a problem with Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a challenge for individuals who are on Medicare to receive the appropriate services that they need. It's a challenge because Medicare isn't accepted by every provider. It's very limited in where you can go in the scope. So that does take a while to get in sometimes. And while the county can pay for people to have treatment, we cannot pay if they have any other insurance. So as much as we'd like to help those individuals, by regulation, we can't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that highlights the complexity, right?
Yeah,
navigating the system.
It can be challenging. We do have great partners in the community, the federally qualified health centers, the neighborhood health center, the Lehigh Valley and St. Luke's STAR program. And they will see people with no insurance, and you can just walk in, and they do have therapists, and they can be your health home, and they'll provide everything from pediatrics to dental. But they don't, unfortunately, have psychiatrists. They do have medical doctors.
Right.
Finding a prescriber sometimes is a challenge with Medicare.
Yeah, yeah. And I know it's also one of the things that can be off-putting for people seeking help is, you know, they get connected to somebody and they don't really jive with that person. They don't, you know, they reach a limit of like this person only has this much experience and they need to kind of go deeper. And so just navigating all of those different providers can be a challenge too. And somebody who's struggling with mental health already, you know, the more difficult you're making it, the more that person wants to back off and say, this is just, I can't deal with one more thing. But knowing that the county is there as a resource to help maybe knock down some of those barriers is really great.
And we do tell people therapy is like dating.
It
takes a while to find the right one.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean there's a problem with you if you don't have a good relationship off the bat with a therapist.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
This all highlights the importance of knowledge and sharing and creating awareness around this and advocacy. So one of the things we wanted to make sure we highlighted today was NAMI Lehigh Valley. NAMI, which stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, works to improve the quality of life for individuals living with mental illness and their families through support, education, and advocacy. While they are not a treatment provider, they do play a really important role in helping people and families navigate the mental health system and feel less alone, all of which we were just talking about.
Yeah, mental health doesn't affect just the individual with the mental illness. It can affect the whole family. And full disclosure here, my father had a bipolar disorder, and it did affect the whole family.
Sure.
But I'm of an age when it wasn't talked about.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And it would have been great to have other people, almost like a say-it for other kids to talk about what life was like.
Mm-hmm.
And also for my mother and our whole family to have an organization like NAMI. NAMI is a great resource, and we're really fortunate to have them here in the Lehigh Valley, that individuals can go there. They have many groups for families, for individuals, to really have support. And sometimes when you're with somebody else who's going through the same thing you are, you just have that sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you know where I am, and you can just have that comfort and kind of working through things. Mm-hmm. So I encourage anybody who's experiencing living with a mental illness or has a family member with a mental illness to reach out to NAMI.
Hmm. Yep.
Where can they find NAMI?
NAMILehighValley.org, NAMI-LV.org.
Okay. So that's a great example of how support, education, and community organizations all play a role in mental health, not just the clinical system, but the community around it.
Yeah. And our last interview is with Scott Kiefer, the executive director and founder of Recovery Partnership. Scott talked about the Lehigh Valley Mental Health Awareness Walk and Resource Expo being held on May 1st to promote Mental Health Awareness Month. The goal of this event is to raise awareness, provide access to resources, and work toward reducing and eliminating the stigma around mental illness. Here's Scott to learn more.
Our Mental Health Awareness Walk and Resource Expo is always the first Friday of May. This happens to fall on the 1st of May this year. Last year we had 72 different vendors, not just mental health, all different types of services and supports for folks. We had 72 vendors. We had over 750 registered folks there. We hold it at the Danny Rice Fields. If you're familiar with Danny Rice Fields, it's where they hold Celtic Classic parts of Music Fest. We've been there for, I think, six years. This is our 11th year doing the walk. It's a brief walk. It's about 1.2 miles. Goes down Main Street in Bethlehem. Basically to raise awareness that these are folks in your community, and to bring people down and see what can be done. A lot of the folks who attend are individuals who may not be connected to services and are instantly exposed to 65 or 70 different services that they can access. We have a great time. We have a committee of about 7 or 8 folks who put the whole thing together. We work throughout the year. And, you know, we have DJs, keynote speakers, all the county executives are usually there. Jersey Mike's for food, and folks get t-shirts. We have face painting and a photo booth, caricature artists, and that's all free to the public, whoever wants to come. It's incredible. It's incredible the response we get. Not just the folks who register ahead of time, but the people who see the event going on and stop by and ask what's going on and actually attend because, you know, either someone in their family or someone they know and they're looking to get information on services. It's one of the largest events of its type in this area. So we're very pleased at where it's come from. I remember the first one was at the Bethlehem Rose Garden, and I think we had maybe a dozen vendors and possibly 100 walkers. You know, now we're over 750. So I think it's an awesome event. I think everybody should go there. We love to see a huge crowd. It's a really enjoyable event.
I love the mental health walk. I think it speaks to the fact this is the 16th anniversary coming up in December of the closing of Allentown State Hospital.
Oh,
and at one time, Allentown State Hospital had around 2,000, a little less than 2,000 people there. Now, across the entire state, there's maybe 1,500 or 1,600 people in state hospitals. So the system has grown. The mental health services have improved. And individuals who would have once been in an institution are now living in the community. And I think the walk reflects that. These are people who are our neighbors. These are people who are working in the stores and in the community. So it just shows that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to have a mental illness, and you can be successful, and kind of to celebrate that recovery is possible.
All right. And it reinforces also the resources that are available across the region. You have all those vendors there, or not vendors, but
service providers.
It's a great way to just get out and walk around and learn more about what's out there in the community to help.
That is some real growth over the course of 11 years.
Yeah,
750
people. That's great. So, Dick, if someone listening is struggling, what should they know? Where can they call for immediate help?
What we tell people is sometimes when you're distressed or you have a family member who's distressed, it's hard to think, well, what was that number? What do I call? So 988 has been developed, and you can call 988 anywhere in the United States. You can be on vacation in the South. You can be in the Lehigh Valley, wherever you are. You can even be in Canada and call 988, and you'll be connected right away to a mental health professional who can help you with a situation and help point you in the right direction.
All right, so 988, that's easy enough. It's like 911. We can remember
these. It's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So just to reiterate, these May events, Mental Health Awareness Walk on May 1st in downtown Bethlehem, and the Say It Retreat happening May 1st through the 3rd.
And just to call back to our past episode of ICT, we'll also make a plug for May 12th. Dick, do you want to share a little bit about what we're doing with ICT on May 12th?
We're doing ICT at Lehigh Valley Hospital Muhlenberg campus behind the Big Blue H, down the hall in the conference rooms. It is supported by Ashley Felker, who's supporting that through Lehigh Valley Health Network, Jefferson, as well as the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. They're providing the musician in residence. We'll be playing live music. So it's really an exciting opportunity to build a community and for people to come together and have a conversation and learn about ICT and learn about feeling connected to other people.
And what is ICT? What does that stand for again?
It's integrative community therapy, and it's a Brazilian modality, but it's really not therapy in the United States. It's more of a conversation. It's done in a circle, and it's building community. And again, it's like with a Say It retreat, it's like, wow, you're saying something that resonates with me, and now I feel connected to you. And there's really an epidemic of loneliness. So ICT, more than anything, bridges that gap and brings people together.
It's like how you meet people. How do you meet people if you're, you know, somebody who's maybe an introvert or dealing with depression and not really outgoing? And so where do you meet people? And that's a wonderful way to build a network and build your community around you.
Yeah.
And hopefully walk away with some suggestions or ideas that might work for you. It's really a solutions-focused model. So if you've heard us talk about it and you're at all interested in seeing what it looks like in action, come out on May 12th and be part of a group.
Yeah, and with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, musician in residence, beautiful. It's amazing.
That's amazing. Before we wrap up today, is there any other resources or events that you'd like to highlight today, Dick?
Yeah, I just think that student-led initiatives are so powerful, and that children and young adults, you know, as they go through the school, learning to help each other and recognize that they can support each other and then it's okay not to be okay. So one of the big things is Avidem clubs, and there are Avidem clubs in just about every high school in the Lehigh Valley and a lot of the middle schools and even, I believe, moving into some of the elementary schools right now. And Avidem was born, I think, out of York County, where an individual was lost to suicide, and the students got together and said, what can we do about it? And they formed a club, and it just means it's Latin for I have your back, I've got your back.
That's beautiful.
So the students come together, they run the clubs, and they learn how to support each other and help each other and recognize maybe when another student's not doing well. And that really bodes well for the future. Because when these students graduate and go to college and become adults, it just improves all of society going forward and just being a more inclusive and accepting community.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. And it's led by the students. It's self-led.
Right, which is so powerful that the students aren't being told to do something, but are doing something because they want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Avidem, do we know how to spell Avidem? If we want to Google this and find...
I believe it's A-E-V-I-D-U-M.
Okay. Today's conversation reminds us that mental health is not just a medical issue. It's a community issue. It's about belonging, connection, and making sure that people know that they matter and that help is available. We're grateful to the many organizations and individuals across the Lehigh Valley who are working every day to support mental health and well-being in our community and who will be highlighting Mental Health Awareness Month all throughout the month of May.
If you or someone you know needs help, you can call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, or reach out to local organizations like NAMI Lehigh Valley or Lehigh County Integrated Services. Dick, once again, it's great to have you with us today. Thank you for sharing all of this valuable information. And if you're looking for more information on these events that we've talked about, you can go to our website at wdiy.org and look for this program, and we'll have all the links up there for you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Wellbeing Report. You can always listen again if you want to share this episode with friends or family. Go on our website, wdiy.org, or our free app, or wherever you get your podcasts. For myself, Margaret McConnell, Samantha Schock, and Dick Orleman, thanks for listening to the Wellbeing Report on WDIY. Until next time, be well and take care of each other.
This has been the Wellbeing Report on WDIY. Thank you for listening. This episode and others are archived and available online at lppih.org and on wdiy.org, and also can be accessed on your favorite podcast streaming platform.